You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning to the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you for caring to be with me consistently over time. And I am always so prayerful that you are always inspired to go deeper, to reach higher, to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme presence that is all there is as existence itself. I know that there are so many ones who have had it up to here, beyond up to here, with all of the violence. It's at many different levels in terms of those who deal with the personal, physical, sexual, verbal abuse within their own homes, those who are grieving and outraged behind the police murders that are now becoming so prevalent because they are recorded. But for our having an understanding and an understanding that this country was founded on the annihilation of our indigenous families, the enslavement and mistreatment, misuse, and abuse of our African families and whatnot, that nothing much has changed in the sense that we still have a system that supports our enslavement. And the enslavement may have been transferred from physical shackles upon our physical bodies to shackles upon our minds towards our being in a place and space where, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, nothing provided us with the support to really mature in the light of the truth of the ones that we truly are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence. And it isn't based upon race. It's based upon being. But to have a people who have instituted systems of oppression that affect absolutely everyone so that we're not realizing that in days of old, the slave master needed much liberation as the slave. And we're in a place now where those who maintain this system of oppression are in need of liberation, just as everyone who works in it and works for it and are impacted negatively by it. But liberation is not going to be legislated unless we come to a point and place where we are able to make a collective stand on behalf of that which is absolute law, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. That coming to a mindset where we are able to transcend our conditioning through decades and centuries of violation, to come to a point and place where we will no longer allow ourselves to be torn into divisiveness, that is a plot that is being issued and orchestrated by ones whose names we may not be able to call, still being in effect. We have seen over the recent protests where thousands of people have been able to come together regardless of hue, class, religion, and there was no violence. And where there was violence, that violence was created by those who were paid to create it, the chaos. And with the recent hangings of brothers in California and Texas, to know that we are being instigated and our proper response is not to start violently attacking people, and this has never been our way. But there are those who have been and still are violently attacking And what we have not realized is that speciesism is the foundation of all of this racism and bigotry and craziness. Speciesism meaning that people feel entitled to participate in the subjugation, the domination, the capitalization, the slaughter, the murder of other creatures, and then feed off of their carcasses as food. And so we have to realize that there is justice and there is peace. And learning that where we have violation charged upon our blood, the violation of violated beings, rotting in our body temples, the alcohol, the eggs, the flour products, all of this acidity, mucus, disrupting the perfection of our cellular functioning, and then the assault of our cells with the nitrates, the nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, all of these preservatives and antibiotics and pesticide, herbicide, larvicide, all of the residues that are in the meat that you're eating, in the fish that you're consuming. And the impact and the effect of these chemicals in our systems has been to modify our behavior to the degree to which we are unable and unwilling to connect the dots between the sickness, illness, and disease that has become multi-trillion-dollar business, and it's the evidence of the true pandemic that is manifesting itself as heart disease, as cancer, diabetes, obesity, strokes, lupus, fibromyalgia, all of these other things that are affecting our elders as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia, affecting our children as autism and diabetes and obesity and all of these things. But there are those who are profiting from it. And those ones who are profiting from it, the cattle ranchers, those who raise these animals for human consumption, those who are creating the pesticide residues, the herbicides, and all of the chemicals that are sprayed upon the food that goes to feed the animals. You understand? So I'm just saying is that we are in a death culture. And so the whole system has to change. It's not just these people over here. It's the whole system that is perpetuating sickness, illness, and disease as multi-trillion-dollar business. And so therefore, we have to realize by virtue of absolute law, nothing and no one can truly avoid the justice. So when we begin to realize that the animals deserve justice, because a billion creatures being killed on an annual basis, being killed for food that isn't non-essential for the optimal functioning of our bodies, being killed for game, for sport, for the hell of it, you understand? So I'm just saying is that the justice is the cancer, the diabetes, the heart disease, the strokes, and all of these things, because we were not designed to feed from the flesh of dead animals. And if anybody had truly knocked and asked and sought to have an understanding as to what makes a people feel entitled to capture you, enslave you, beat you, rape you, castrate you, set you afire, make it sport and game for themselves, to put us in a place where we have been targeted as fair game for those who really don't value themselves. Those who really have not come to a point and place where they care to understand God's law, God's way, but have stood behind the pulpit, built big churches, talking about God, and then the people become more and more disconnected from the light of the truth of themselves as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And so our now moment really requires us to realize that it's everything is by absolute law. And the fulfillment of absolute law is truly love. And love is beyond an emotional good feeling frequency. Love is the order of existence. Love is the evidence of the blue skies and the clouds and the rains that fall and that which evaporates, so that we always have source of water in the medium of absolute and supreme intelligence that has intelligently designed everything to exalt its own reality as absolute divinity. And we, as these points of it, are sharing in the divinity of existence itself. So for there be to be ones and ones who feel entitled to be killing, whether you're killing the chickens, the pigs, the cows, the hens, or whether you're killing people, whether you're warring, to understand that you are not able to war against anybody without creating detriment for yourself, because there literally is only oneself. And there have always been those ones who took the time to get real still, took the time to be contemplative and meditative and reflective, took the time to question and to ask and to go within the recesses of their own temples, to commune with God, to seek the voice of God, to really feel and exalt a true care, to be literally maintained and sustained by the hands of God. And those of us who are there know that the world has the right to be destroyed as a result of being so violating. But the world is not the earth. The earth is not the world. The world is the mental sphere that has been created through the politics, through the governments, through the religions and churches, through the socialization, the cultures and cults of adulteration and whatnot, so that pornography has become multi-trillion-dollar business. Sex trafficking has become multi-trillion-dollar business. Pedophilia is the sport of government. I'm just saying is that we're in a place and space where we have to come to a personal decision as to how we will walk in our living, because it's not so much success in capitalism that is success in our lives. It is not success in acquisition or success in conquest or success in your speculations, your gambling, your this and that. The other success is in the substance and the quality of our being, having created the virtues of character that are consistent with the truth of who we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence, whose presence is absolute and supreme. And to be supremely present, to be in the supremacy of existence itself, means that you have to be harmonized within the love of all to know the real peace. And many may not have considered the reality that the sickness, illness, and disease that is the evidence of the real pandemic that has been perpetuated all of this time. But those ones who have been profiting from it, the meat industry, the dairy industry, the tobacco industry, the sugar industry, the alcohol industry, and whatnot, and all of those ones who have invested in those, and then they've invested in the hospitals and the equipment and the detection devices, the diagnostics, they've invested in all of the things that people are having to deal with when they go into these hospitals. So I'm just saying, it's a sick system. And so, who's to blame? The those of us who have gotten our education and we work on behalf of the systems of things, so that within the context of detention and jails and whatnot, you're still locking people up, you're denying them the quality of food and water that they deserve in order to really be growing healthier in light of and in spite of whatever they have been charged with. But we know that by virtue of the 13th Amendment, you say, well, slavery has been abolished, except where you have been convicted of a crime. It did not say where you were guilty of a crime. It says where you're convicted of a crime. And the prisons and the jails are filled with people who are being poisoned on a day-to-day basis by people who are either men, the progenitor of lineages, womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, and are not advocating on behalf of the rightness of life itself. They are not living for life to themselves. This is a problem. And so where we are now, in terms of really trying to offset the system of oppression, the system of racism, the systems of bigotry and whatnot, to really set it straight, then you have to begin to acknowledge the divinity of the beings that we each are. But we cannot be fed like slaves and beasts and whatnot, and then walk into the integrity of the truth of ourselves. All of those police who feel entitled and have gotten away with, so one would think, with the beating and the violating, the raping, the tasing. You understand, these people are sick people, but they're sick because they have been fed the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pussy mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, donuts, coffee, all of this stuff. They are a sick people, and it's a sick people who are making these products and marketing these products and whatnot. So we have to deal with the reality that in order to become a well people, we have to really honor the fact that we were divinely designed and designed divinely to be vehicles and vessels of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. And for those who don't care to have that as the reality and the substance of their being, then there's no way for them to truly continue in existence, because anything less than that which is purely intelligent is not sustainable. Wickedness is not sustainable. The corporate deities of death, the meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, soda, candy, and sugar industries are not sustainable. Countries and systems that perpetuate these things and make these things available to their people will not be sustainable. And so there is justice. And the justice that comes from having legislated and perpetuated and sown seeds of sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood, as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity is sickness, illness, disease, and death. But in the realm of eternity, then we have to begin to question, how long will we be dead? And why would we want to be respected as intelligent people, and the only thing you're doing is dumbing down, anesthetizing, inebriating, toxifying, stupefying the intelligence that you have, and then creating pain and misery, surgeries, and then to have poisoned everybody, and then ask people for blood for those who have become so sick, or who have been the victims of tragic accidents and whatnot, but who's really healthy here? But you want other people's blood, and you want other people's organs, you want other people's tissues and whatnot to replace those ones that have been shattered or taken or whatever. But I'm just saying is that look at the stupidity of the whole system of things and realize that we can do better. We should want to do better. We should strive to do better. And not to just do better, but to be harmonized with the divine intelligence of our being. But when you're dealing with sickness at the level where sickness is, where the real sickness is in the perpetuation of depopulation and genocide and creating a farce of disease, pandemic, when there and we are already in the midst of a pandemic and have been, and you do nothing about that in terms of removing these products from the shelves, closing down those businesses that are the perpetuators of them, but then we're supposed to trust that you really have some real care in your heart and mind for people when you have allowed tobacco and alcohol and sugar and all of these things to devastate families and lives and livers and communities and whatnot to the degree to which they far exceed all of the wars that you have engaged in. And so we have to begin to question, what are you even living for? And why vie for selection and election to government when you have no real clue as to what the purpose in existence actually is? And you're going to be serving the personal objectives and agenda of corporate entities and deities that want more oil and want more this and want more that to the detriment of the earth and the people of the earth. But then you want to be respected as intelligent people. And so I'm the one to realize that when you are under the auspices of those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no truth, and you feed from them the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, white sugar, and all of this alcohol and tobacco and whatnot, then you really are a detriment to yourself, and anything can happen to you. You can attract devastation to you. And so when millions of people are devastated, when billions of people are devastated, then what is the tragic date with faith? How does that play out in the world? More earthquakes and tsunamis and cyclones and tornadoes and hurricanes and flooding. And you understand, I'm just saying is that the frequency and energy of the people themselves has impact and effect on the environment. And where we refuse to accept the oneness of existence and to really exalt a full life's urge and live consciously, caringly, to function in the truth of who we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, then anything can happen to you. But those ones who refuse to acknowledge the divinity of existence, and you follow everything that people who don't have your well and best interests at heart, they've never had our best interests at heart. How do we know? Because we have so much access to the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificial colors, artificial flavors, all of this garbage food. We have so much access to it. But then we have to realize that nothing will change if you yourself, as the populace of people, do not change. You have to reach for life. You have to go deep within yourself and make a decision that you will no longer participate, be complacent, complicit, or co-conspirating with the agenda that is sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. We're in a place and space where we have to take ourselves seriously as men and women, the progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages of people, to know that we should not be a detriment to ourselves or our lineages or our children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren. And where you have ones and ones who are implementing vaccinations and whatnot filled with formaldehyde and mercury and arsenic for babies, and then mothers are and fathers are submitting to this stuff, and then you have to deal with the next 20, 30 years, 40 years, if they live that long, of ones who are not able to take care of themselves because they have been poisoned from the beginning. So the day and time in which we're living is pregnant with opportunity. But we have to transcend, transform, and transmute everything towards our greater good. And for those who work on behalf of the death industries, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, the sodas, and whatnot, those who work for them, your sacrifice is needed. Not sacrifice of your lives, but sacrifice of your livelihood in the sense that you cannot continue to work on behalf of that which undermines everybody else and then be all right. And for us to realize that disease states happen because of how we're living, not just by what we're eating. But to be in a place where you're working jobs that are inconsistent and antithetical to the purpose of existence means that you are creating disease. Coming to a point and place where it truly matters to us that we have to be a part of the shift that has to happen, where we as a global humanity, we as a global family, we will not allow ourselves to be torn apart to any greater extent than we've already been, that we will pull ourselves together, that we will exalt a full effort in our living, consciously care to be as loving as the earth and the sun and all of that which is totally encompassing, to really care to be a healing force for the whole of us. There has been so much blood and so much misery and so much pain and so much grief. And to add to it means that you cannot possibly experience the fullness of the blessedness of your being when you are not functioning in the truth of who you are at this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Our now moment is calling us to rise. Our now moment is calling us to put an end to the death industries, to come to a point and place where we are facilitating on a daily basis our wholeness, our healing, our cleansing from these things so that we have leverage over it and there are no issues that are crystallizing in our tissues that we are not reversing right away. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that if you are obese, if you have high blood pressure, if you've got cancer, if you've got AIDS, HIV, herpes, whatever, it's only because your body is not being properly fed, hydrated, oxygenated, mineralized, alkalized, nor are you opening up all channels of elimination so that the toxicity can get out. So it's time to embrace the responsibility of what it is to be mature people as intelligences of existence. Intelligences do not kill themselves or other parts of themselves. When you're really intelligent, you understand that there is one intelligence that animates everything and everybody. It sees through every eye. The animal's justice is a sickness in the people. The justice for those who are murderers, liars, and thieves. Of the life force robbing the wealth of the people is that they shall never live in the fullness of themselves. If we can shift this right now, it's our turn. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, those whose names we can call and those whose names we'll never know, on behalf of all of the injustice that has been issued upon this planet against all, we will no longer participate and will do everything within our power to bring the light of love and salvation and deliverance, liberation, resurrection as we consciously apply ourselves wholeheartedly to being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and resurrected. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour, I am so very grateful and so thankful that you care to be tuned in, turned on, tuned up, and showing up and showing out in this now moment so that we are all rising to the greater good in honor of and to the glory of all of those who have come before us, those ones who we've come through, those ones whose sacrifices and gifts, their realizations, revelations, epiphanies, and creative and intellectual property we have access to and have benefited from, so that we have a greater opportunity to have access to the greatness of ourselves. The Meeting of the Inner Circle is always intended to give us support in realizing the divinity of existence and coming to that place and space where we are having an understanding and an understanding that it is necessary for us to be completely committed to that which allows us to stand, that which beats our hearts and breathes us, that which is committed to us in the divine design and its absolute and divine plan for our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance, our resurrection, and the restoration, reconciliation of who we are as these points of its own absolute and supreme intelligence, the beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, for our realization that we are here on divine assignment. And the purpose in existence is so far beyond success in capitalism or acquisition or conquest, but to come to a point in place where we are truly mastering ourselves, that we are learning how to be harmonized within the laws that govern our being, and to really acknowledge, respect, and know how to harmonize ourselves with the laws that govern our being. Had we been properly oriented in understanding how law works as a part of our education and religious training and whatnot, then we would be so far along in the progression of ourselves. But instead, we have been socialized under the edicts and agendas of those who did not have commitment to the wholeness of existence, and our education has been insufficient in really supporting us in consciously unfolding and giving us an indication as to what the purposes in existence actually are. Give us the support in being able to be on a trajectory of conscious unfoldment, maturation, as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And instead, we see where we are in having a global initiative of depopulation and genocide being supported by so many efforts, those ones who have access to the hearts and the minds of the people in terms of commercial media, in terms of those governments and those ones who are the perpetuators of the agendas of the governments of the world. And to realize that the world itself, in our now moment, is being called to come to the order of existence or to be phased out of existence. And many ones feel as though death is a natural result, finality, eventuality, destiny, and fate of what it is to be human. And then there are others of us who realize that the earth is as big as the head of a pin in relationship to the rest of all there is, and all there is that is totally encompassing this planet, as small and as large as she may loom in our own minds, to realize that we are immersed in nothing but eternity. And we have come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers. And so it would be a right alignment to realize the divinity of existence, the miraculousness, the phenomenalness, and to know that we are part of something that is beyond our capacity for true realization, and that we are now being called to really respect it and reverence it, to have an appreciation, a regard, and a conscious care, to exalt a full effort in our living so that our lives reflect the truth of the divinity of who we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. And it matters that we are able to step out of the programming of inconsistency, contradiction, violation, inebriation, intoxication, stupefaction, and all of that that literally seals our fate in a tragic date with sickness, illness, disease, and death. And for those who have already been influenced by the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the sugar industries that are wreaking havoc upon our bodies because of their capacity for usurping the very life force of us. Now we're having to realize that, you know, there are those who serve the forces of life and there are those who are serving the forces that undermine life. And that because life is everybody's gift, nobody has really been authorized by the intelligence of existence to undermine it or to undermine each other or ourselves as a part of what we do every day as we are going about our daily activities in laboring and working and serving. And so our right alignment with the purposes of existence is that which will give us leverage over the agendas that are in place that have marginalized our capacity for being who we really are and for functioning in the light of the truth of the all that we actually are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, so that we feel as though there are ones who are more than us or ones who are superior or ones who think that they are entitled to be in control of us when we each are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to each one of us. This is the common ground that is the foundation of our oneness. But being in a place and space where we realize that none of us are beating our own hearts, none of us are breathing ourselves, but breath is the animating force, the enlivening force of us, that which is the maintainer and sustainer of our existence, that which is the initiating cause of our being alive in these bodies. And now they have you in a place where people are walking around and riding around and running around with masks over their nostrils and their mouths so that they are not breathing fresh air. They're not really connected to that which truly is facilitating the oxygenation of every cell of their beings through the breath. And so we're in a now moment where we have to realize that even if there was a pandemic of a coronavirus, if that were the truth, then the way that we would respond correctly and directly to it would be to really cleanse ourselves, to oxygenate, hydrate, mineralize, to promote the alkalinity that allows for cellular regeneration and to be able to really get the kind of nutrients that would have us in a place where we are well nourished so that our natural immunity to things like that would not undermine us and that we would still maintain health and well-being. And if we were truly caring to respond correctly to that which is the true pandemic of heart disease and cancer and respiratory disease and stroke and obesity and all of the other issues that are encumbering upon the wellness of the people to the degree to which people are sick and now seeking to respond to their sickness by going to doctors who are not responding correctly and directly to facilitating the body's capacity to heal itself and are giving people pharmaceuticals, drugs, chemicals that will only create more issues that are debilitating, degenerating, acidifying, toxifying, cancer causing. And so we have to realize that everybody does not have your and have our best interests at heart. In order for us to be in a pandemic of heart disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity, and whatnot, then understand that the government itself and those who are and have vied for selection and election to government at whatever level should have had commitment to the real wellness of the people, because we should not be in a place and space where our children are dying younger and younger, that there is greater sickness, illness, and disease than ever before, that our elders are living the rest of their lives being medicated on pharmaceuticals and chemicals. And that which we refer to as food in terms of what we have so much access to is not real food at all, in terms of that which should be oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, and facilitating cellular regeneration. But to have so much access to that which is acidifying, toxifying, and is literally robbing us of our life force, it is a tragedy and a travesty, and it will not end well, because there is absolute law that is an inherent part of existence, as perfection is an inherent part of existence. And if we will truly thrive in our living, we have to be committed to the laws that govern us, and in lawfulness, as intelligences of existence, as intelligent beings, as man, the progenitor of lineages, and womb, man, the perpetuator of lineages, we should literally be exalting a full effort in our living, literally exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, but under the chemical assault of ourselves, which have modified our behavior to the degree to which we feel entitled to undermine ourselves and ourselves. We feel entitled to be inebriated, intoxicated, stupefied, anesthetized, dumbed down, and be in a place and space where the only thing that we're concerned about is satisfying and satiating whatever appetite, however perverse and gross it is. To understand that death is the finality of that, and that path of adulteration where we have been labeled adult, adulterated, no longer what the Creator intended, is why we must come to that place and space of care to exalt a full life's urge to do that which is truly in our own best interest, regardless of what Fauci and Gates and all of these other ones are aligning themselves to do. We have so much access to so much information, and there are so many ones who really are exalting their responsibility to inform and to educate and to inspire and to really come to a point in place where we realize that as men, the progenitor of lineages, and women, the perpetuator of lineages, we should be concerned about our progression as a humanity of people. We may feel like we're fair game, that the world is that place and space where we are tempted all the time, and it's just for us to develop our muscles so that we are able to get over our temptations. The world is not intended for our temptation or to exert unnecessary manipulation so that we are battling all of our lives between good and evil, when goodness is truly all there is. The intelligence of existence that we would refer to as God is all there is as existence itself. And to come to that place in space where we realize that there is nothing but intelligence of existence, and we've each been given it, and the even playing field is the fact that we're all absolutely immersed in it and we're animated by it. There are no ones who have been authorized by it to work against it. That is the evidence of distortion and dysfunction. It is true degradation, regardless of how well people dress and how much money they have. For the world to be immersed on this absolute and supreme reality called Mother Earth, and then exalt its right to have the wealth of the earth, whether it's the diamonds, the gold, the oil, the coltan, the cobalt, the bauxite, whatever resources and minerals are of the earth, they will stay with the earth, and we will be leaving the earth. or being buried within it. We should not be a detriment to it. We should not be in a place where we have no regard for the order and the harmony of existence and the intelligence of existence that has everything working towards its own exaltation and continuation and expansion. We need to be properly oriented and reoriented, because there's a disorientation that's in full effect here in terms of what it is we're living for and what it is we're applying ourselves to on a daily basis. And so as ones and ones are projecting that the coronavirus is going to be a spike and whatnot, that's because you all are wearing these masks and putting on these gloves and creating more sickness, illness, and disease, because any viral or bacterial or disease is already in your body. It's not in the air. You understand? And to put us in a place where people are running from you or they're ducking if you don't have on a mask, I'm saying that we've got so many ones who are just puppets under a puppet master who is really a detriment to humanity. And so we have to realize that everything and everybody doesn't have our best interests at heart. If everything and everyone had the best interests of everything and everybody at heart, then there would be no pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease at any level. Because what? Because we live upon a planet that is not sick or ill or disease. We live under a sun that nourishes and provides life for us in our realm, in this universe, and it is not sick and disease. We are animated by an absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us, that is not sick and disease. So the sickness and the disease comes from being in violation of that which truly animates us and enlivens us and maintains and sustains us. And so we're having to make decisions individually that will affect us collectively to be reoriented, realigned, and reattuned to the purposes of existence itself, which is to really create the edification and the reconciliation of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and to allow our life and our earth residency to really accomplish the immortalization that should be happening at the cellular level, so that we are in the virtues of character and in the integrity of the disciplines that allow us to be disciples of truth and light and love and peace and poise and power and potency in our own consistent progression in self-expression and self-actualization and self-realization and harmonization with the will of existence, the light and intelligence of existence, so that we are qualifying our lives for continuance in existence upon the planet as well as beyond the earth. And so our now moment is calling us to realize the divinity of all of life, and to realize that because there is justice and there is peace, then the exaltation of Black Lives Matter. It's not just Black lives that matter. All life matters. But we as people of all hues have been disrespecting the rights of the animals to have their lives. You understand? So the justice that is being exacted is the justice for the creatures that have been killed and slaughtered, and then their carcasses and their progeny have been fed to you as food, and now your body is filled with the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and hens and fish and sardines and lobster and crab and crayfish and all of this stuff that is poisoning your blood, putting you in a place and space where it is creating your arthritis, your rheumatoid arthritis, your Lou Gehrig's disease, all of these issues that are crystallized in the tissue because you are influenced by those whose objective and agenda is profit over people. Those who feel entitled to subjugate, dominate, bastardize, usurp, and violate the very laws that govern our existence. And so in order for us to have leverage over it, then we have to be completely cleansed from the violation to be cleansed at the cellular level because the methodology of our oppression has been to oppress our cellular functioning. And this is what the flesh of dead animals does. It has to rot in our bodies. We do not have the hydrochloric acid and the enzymes and whatnot to liquefy flesh and to convert it into that which is life force. It is dead. It has to rot. And so as we are consciously caring to respond to any kind of threat in our lives, then why is it that you would put on masks and gloves but then continue to smoke and drink alcoholic beverages and carbonated beverages and then feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and really violate and continue to violate yourself at the cellular level so that you are not able to do that which is yours to do in exalting a full effort in your living to consciously be in a place where you know duty and obligation is in the exaltation of life, to do that which is yours to do, to honor and glorify the lineages that you represent, to invoke the greatness of who you are and activate your DNA so that the gifts that you've been given through the intelligence of existence can be pouring forward in your life to be a blessing unto life itself in our now moment of eternity. But we have to come to a point and place where it truly matters to us to be rightly aligned with the intelligence of existence itself, and to know that there is no supremacy in capitalism. Capitalism is a blight upon the world where there was no proper orientation in the purposes of being. The system could work if the people were in their light, because it doesn't have to be a system of degradation and deprivation and starvation and creating the illusion of scarcity to make the resources more valuable and put them in the hands of only those who could afford it, but to enslave the majority of the people on the planet to the degree to which they're bringing forward the resources of the earth. And we're putting a value on those resources, but we don't put a value on the lives that bring those resources forward. And so to find ourselves in this now moment under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide is to find ourselves having to respond correctly and directly, to do nothing to undermine ourselves, to take seriously the reality that no man has been given authority to dominate your life, to control your life, that you and I should be under the auspices of that which beats our heart and breathes us, that which we refer to as God, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Allah, Jah, Jehovah. It doesn't matter what we refer to, what gods we call upon. Our duty and obligation and responsibility is to honor that which beats our heart and that which breathes us. But you cannot do that while you consume things that poison your blood, while you're consuming that which literally creates blockage and obstruction to the degree to which you are not able to truly breathe and oxygenate your cells, that you are drinking that which literally creates poison bloodstreams. And this is what is responsible for the foundational wickedness that we have seen that has been foundational in the establishment of this country upon this continent and in this hemisphere. And so the people, we, the people, are being called to rise so that we are no longer complicit and complacent with our own oppression. To come to a point and place where we will no longer poison ourselves with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored chemicals that are modifying our behavior to the degree to which we are a detriment to ourselves and to our children and to our lineages. And to realize that we have so much available to us, and to be in a place where we join the forces of those ones who are conscious and conscientious enough to do everything we possibly can to be completely cleansed and cleared from that which has been violating, rendering us deficient, anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, stupefied, and no longer what the Creator intended as these vehicles and vessels of its love, its light, its wisdom, and its truth. to be a glory unto all, and to know that we are all being served by life, so that we cannot work against life and the intelligence of life and survive it. To know that whether the courts and the juries find those who are the perpetuators of violence and killing and murdering, whether they find them guilty or not, that there is still justice. And we may not know how the justice is really served in these people's lives, but to understand that we have to be on the right side of the equation, because nobody gets away with anything. And impoverishment does not put you in a place where it gives you a natural right of salvation against those who would impoverish you. We're having to step forward and realize that the greatest wealth is the wealth of ourselves. The greatest wealth is the intelligence of existence that beats our hearts and breathes us, that our wealth and our value in life cannot be really determined by man-made things, because we are not man-made. We are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that has divinely designed us and designed us divinely to be vehicles and vessels of its love, its light, its wisdom, and its truth, to be a glory unto all, and to be in a place where we are gloriously rejoicing in the blessedness of our being, because everywhere that we are, we're immersed in the divinity of existence. And to be in a place where we are exalting a full effort in our living, where we have transcended and transformed and transmuted everything towards our greater good, so that we are not a detriment to ourselves, and we are clearing and cleansing and purifying at the cellular level, to have leverage over the lies of manipulation that put us in a place where we feed into a system that has facilitated sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion-dollar business and global economy. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care, to raise completely up, to know that it is our time and it is our turn, to exalt a full effort in our living, and to know that there are so many ones of us as a global humanity that where we stop eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, and sugar, and start truly breathing and oxygenating, hydrating, drinking the water, sweating these toxins out, and eating that which is consistently supplying us with the nutrients, the fiber, and the water to really charge ourselves, so that we are truly thinking. And as thinking beings, we can create. And as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence to be vehicles and vessels of the Creator's activity, we would be exalting a full effort in our living, our loving, our laughing, our laboring, our being completely responsive and being able to respond in any and every moment towards our greatest good, in facilitating wholeness and healing, and literally establishing heaven on earth, where there is a perfect peace and poise and power and potency and progression that we are facilitating. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal, calling you to remember and to rise.